This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. New standards for California olive oil go into effect this week. Growers here want to increase their tiny share of the global market. Right now, less than 1% of all the olive oil produced in the world is California grown. Most of what we buy in this country comes from the Mediterranean. But California is famously blessed with that Mediterranean climate, so why isn't it an olive oil powerhouse like Spain or Italy? Sarah Gardner drove a few hours southeast of Los Angeles in search of answers.
In a small shop in the town of Temecula, Trudy Batty is working the tasting room.
So I'll pour a little bit of the lime. You just take it to your nose, smell it, and then just take a little sip. That's all you have to do.
Barring that reference to lime, you'd be forgiven for thinking this was a wine tasting. But customers here are sipping olive oils. Yes, there's a buttery extra virgin, but there are also olive oils blended with rosemary, with garlic, with, God help us, jalapenos. Batty's talking up the lime.
So I personally like this for fajitas. It's beautiful for shrimp, corn on the cob.
Purists may scoff, but that doesn't bother Tom Curry. He's general manager of Temecula Olive Oil, the company that makes these products. With his long hair, floppy fedora, and a faded T-shirt that reads, "Reduce your dependence on foreign oil," Curry exudes laid-back Southern California.
We'll just take a little walk into the grove down here.
Curry says California's olive oil is as good as Europe's, certainly higher quality than much of the cheap imported stuff at the supermarket. Some of that is labeled extra virgin when it's not, he says. American growers have complained to trade authorities about labeling fraud and generous European subsidies, but low-cost imports aren't the only problem.
I think we're going to be limited for at least the near future by the amount of acres planted. Once we get to tens and hundreds of thousands of acres, that's when we can start really taking over the world.
More like 500,000 just to meet domestic demand alone. Still, when talking to Curry, it's hard not to think of that indie movie Bottle Shock, the story about those pioneering California winemakers 40 years ago.
These Californian wines are all so good.
What were you expecting, Thunderbird?
Just like Napa's neophyte vintners in the 70s, California olive oil makers are trying to convince Americans to seek out domestic brands, even if some of them cost more than they're used to paying. Many growers here are planting trees close together so they can harvest mechanically and cut costs. They're also experimenting in new terrain. Curry's company is expanding into the desert just north of Mexico.
We're planting in some of the worst areas of the Imperial Valley to see if the olive trees can grow there. And if they can grow there, they can grow pretty much anywhere.
Good thing, too, because if California's drought continues, olives may be one of the few crops to thrive. They don't need much water compared to, say, almonds, another specialty crop here. The Spanish missionaries discovered that early on when they established the olive trade in this country. But there was little incentive to make it big business. Olive oil was always a niche market in the United States, says Erin Balch. She's with the North American Olive Oil Association.
Consider that, you know, 40 years ago, olive oil, you know, it was sold like in pharmacies in the United States. It was a special little health product. Or, you know, in the northeast part of the country, Italian food and those kind of things started bringing olive oil into cooking here.
But something changed. Healthier eating, the Mediterranean diet, whatever. Americans now consume three times the olive oil they did 20 years ago. And California growers are determined to at least triple their share of that market. This week, the state adopted testing and labeling rules for California-made olive oil, a move supporters hope will signal high quality to consumers. The European Union calls the new standards burdensome and confusing. In Temecula, California, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.